Simon Shin Mem Dal, we left off in the middle of Sif Aleph, discussing the person who got lost in the desert, doesn't know what day of the week it is. So the seventh day, when he realizes it's Suffolk, that's when he makes Kiddush Avdallah and treats it as Shabbos, like I have a Kiddush Avdallah. Malach is not allowed to do it any day, because any day might be Shabbos. The Mishnah explains, you know, Rav Yabim or Yimechal are weekdays, 6 hours, 7, but it's not considered Parish, it's considered Kavua. Called Kavua Kamech Tzemech Zdame, and therefore he's also every day to do Malachas, Malachas Deraisa. Rather, what you could do every day is a little bit of work, a little bit of malacha, just to have enough food what to eat, because always a pikuach nefesh will die of hunger. And that little bit that you could do to avoid the issues of pikuach nefesh is even on the day that he's treating as Shabbos, the Rabbi Kiddush Vavdalo, Lamais is pikuach nefesh, so pikuach nefesh, Ilan Machal Shabbos pikuach nefesh. Isurim de Rabbanon, that Amar Kal, because every day is only a Savak of Shabbos, and that the Mishnah Berurah says that Isurim de Rabbanon, it sounds like you could do, the Shaila is, on the day that he treats as Shabbos, the day that he's treating as Shabbos at Kiddush Avdolo, is he allowed to do a Surim Darabon on that day? That Mishnah brings a Chlik Zechorinim. Some say no, because he's treating that day as Shabbos. And some say he could, because the Maestro is Savak Darabon. He's treating as Shabbos at Kiddush Avdolo, because I want to be some sort of a Zecher at Kiddush Avdolo, he shouldn't forget about Shabbos. So the Shtakach Ter Shabbos Imenu. But, in of itself, it's the same Suffolk as every other day, and therefore he could do a Surim Darabon. No Surim Daraisa, except Ruach Nefesh, and yes, Isurim Darabon. Now, if he works one day and he makes a little more money and therefore he has enough food for the next day he cannot do any Yisurim. Because since the next day is not Bekuch Nefesh, he cannot do any Yisurim. If he should not have any Yisurim Deraisa, because no have to Bekuch Nefesh anymore, because now he has extra. Really, he should be working every day for that day. If he comes up with extra, carries him the next day he will not do a Melacha. The Mechaber says he's allowed to travel every day, even the day he treats the Shabbos, he can travel, even many parsois, 10 parsois, whatever it is, even the whatever distance is, just the sooner he gets out of the Midbar, the less likely is they'll have long-term Chol Shabbos, and the less likely is they'll come to Bekuch Nefesh, the more Pashut is they'll survive. Now, Chabbos and Sif Beis, let's say he knows which day he left. He knows today is the fourth day of when he left, or the fifth day of when he left. He has no idea which day of the week he left on. So the Chabbos says we could safely assume that he did not start his trip on Shabbos. He did not leave his hometown on Shabbos. And therefore, on the eighth day, in other words, he left on day one, day 8, day 15, day 22, those days, he knows is not Shabbos. He never left on Shabbos. And therefore, he should do as much malach as possible, earn as much money, and do as much as he could on those days, 8, 15, 22, all those days, etc., etc., when he knows for sure it's not Shabbos, and then he won't have to do malach on the other days. Okay, and for as many days as possible, to avoid having to do malach on the other days. Now, even though it's not typical of a person to travel and leave out of his town on Erev Shabbos, we're not willing to be samech on that svar to say that day 9, and 16, and 23, etc., are not Shabbos. Sometimes it does happen that somebody leaves his town on Erev Shabbos. But, Lagabe day 8, 15, 22, to say he left on Shabbos, that will look to say with confidence he did not leave his town on Shabbos. Therefore, on those days, both by night, but by Lila B'yem, night and day, he could do Malacha, and hopefully it'll be enough Malacha to carry him through the week. In the Sha'ar Tzion, the Mishnah writes, so we can learn out, for he says, Bismane, in his day, see what was going on. There's a person who was taken by the government, the Russian government, whoever it was taken to the army, and he has to have a certain amount of work done by Shabbos afternoon. So he's Mechuyev to do whatever he could before Shabbos, not to have to machal Shabbos, because they didn't tell him Daf could do on Shabbos. As long as it's done by Shabbos afternoon, it's good to do it on earlier days. Same as we say over here, the day we know for sure is not Shabbos, to do as much malach as he could to save himself for other days. The Bir Lach will discuss the way you should do about putting on tefillin. And the Maisa, the Bir Lach says you put on tefillin every day, because Rav of the days are Yimechal, not Shabbos. You go Basar Rav and put on tefillin every day, even the days main Kiddush, that's the Zichron Ba'alma. We don't really know anything. We have no idea which day is really Shabbos. So malach is also on all days, Epikuch Nefesh. Yisurim Rabban could be done all days. A question of on the day that he's making Kiddush, if you could do it, it's Rabban Machlek Zacharinim. And Tefillin is put on all of the days.